kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
Hey, magnificent man around the world. In kicking off this episode, just leaning into my continued non-stop commitment to showing up profound in my truth, yeah, embodying my magnificence for sure, always at the core, but also leaning into showing up vulnerably and true. And you know, as my shadow is coming up in my life and in the challenges that I face and my inner world and reflected in my outer world, my commitment is to show up profound without that facade and be real with myself and with yourselves, to be of greatest benefit to both yourselves and myself. To be of greatest benefit to myself, because the only way I can grow or any man can grow is by being honest, is starting always from that process of sacred humiliation. And you know, that sacred humiliation is a process, a term I've been speaking about in the last year in my own life. And I use the word humility, because it's actually quite a provocative word for, well, it was for me as a man. I've actually progressively leaned in to it being a more comforting essence about, you know, creating a relationship with humiliation that I'm comfortable with. Because the truth hurts. We hear that so often, but the truth is the only foundation that will set you free. I'm after having an experience this morning where I kicked off a recording of an episode. And, you know, in my setup before an episode, I sort of get myself clear, clean, clear, my environment inspiring. I set off my, you know, I have my incense on, my environment, my body, inner and outer environment is sort of set up to feel confident, to feel that high vibrational sort of inflow state. And then I click record. And what happened today was I got to like minute number 9 of an episode and it just seemed to be flowing. It seemed to be going right. It seemed to be going really, really nice and toasty. And then minute 9, 9 and a half on the clock, vroom, this really uncomfortable feeling came in on the back of one thought, which was, you're just fucking babbling the last 9 minutes. And it's like, all of a sudden, that thought, along with this feeling, and it's like a feeling of anxiety, of fear, of, yeah, I think anxiety was the main feeling that came with it. That feeling just paralyzed me. I was just set there. I sort of just froze. And I looked down at the stop button and I was like, the last thing I wanted to do is like just to press stop, because it's like pressing stop almost was failure. But the words weren't coming. And all of a sudden, from, you know, 8, 9 minutes of what seemed to be going really, really good, it was on topic, feeling good flow, this thought comes in and I'm dropped. Now I'm frozen and I click stop. And I just sat there. And emotionally, what I was feeling was really uncomfortable. You know, there was this feeling, sort of emerging feeling of sort of like the inner critic was sort of saying, you know, you shouldn't have stopped. I mean, you need to bull on. You need to just, like, once you set the record button going, Mark, you've got to keep going. And yet there I was, you know, like these emerging thoughts. And I was like, oh, well, what do I do now? You know, it's like, oh, just press record again. And, you know, just sort of get back in the arena and get going. But It's like I just was off topic. That feeling wasn't there, and I would have been of disservice. I actually, that inspiration, that flow was necessary to really get that to be of service. So it's like, no, I would have been out of integrity. So then just in slowing down, it's like, okay, well, just let's shake up my inner state. And I pressed stop. These feelings, these thoughts were emerging, and I decided to get up. I went downstairs, and you know, I'm discussing this now because it's a real core part of masculine mastery. You know, there's the inner conscious awareness, but it's dealing with that feminine. What I've said before is the feminine is the emerging thoughts and emotions. And so I walked downstairs, just entered the kitchen. Matilda was there. She actually just had a look of surprise because, you know, a few minutes before I click record for the podcast, I need to sort of tell Matilda, my queen, you know, the girls, just not to keep things quiet or like this, not to suppress them, but they need to sort of know, to be respectful, that they don't burst into the room or they don't play loud music, the girls, etc., etc. And she had a look of surprise. She said, oh, she wasn't expecting me down. And I could feel this sort of sense of like, ah, oh, you know, I didn't really want to be there. But then I just became aware. And I'm going to introduce now, you know, in this really live feeling now, and that feeling sort of even now here live and present, but it's the perfect time now when I'm experiencing this anxiety, it's still sort of live in my body, to introduce you to a process that I use to help me transform this inner critic anxiety, a feeling of inadequacy or shame, into evolving kingly confidence. It's an in the moment process. And it's so, I'm actually quite happy now, grounding down, to introduce it to you now, as I'm sort of effectively in the moment practicing this. So it'll be real, authentic, and of deepest value to you. You know, the one thing just on looking, observing, you know, there's certain teachers out there, certain coaches I've witnessed, and, you know, in their magnificence and their brilliance, I found myself personally, I was coming away sometimes thinking, fuck, I was in this awe of how powerful they were, how strong they were, how fucking confident and unstoppable they were, like in front of an arena, you know, thousands of people, and just, they're just unstoppable, these men that just seem so far. But that was the thing, it was almost in creating a more of a feeling of inadequacy within me. It's like, how the fuck does that guy do it? And it was all about light, it was all about the confidence, it was all about unstoppability, it was all about, you know, always having a process, always having a strategy, always having an inner story, always having an inner state where you're just unstoppable. And yet there was very little talk of what happens when actually this stuff comes up, when shame comes up, when inadequacy comes up. And it was their story, they were almost like the full embodiment of, they were just totally unstoppable. This performance, like beginning to end, is just total unstoppability. And then I sort of started noticing, you know, it's like, it's funny. Then it would come to the news. Oh, they'd just divorced. And it's like, oh, well, actually, you know, how often was that coming out on stage? And how often was these inner challenges that they were experiencing in their life, how often was that being spoken out? And, you know, I had this feeling at the time, it was like, how much more relatable it would have been if that person was actually coming out on stage and discussing, you know, what was really going on for them in those moments. So I sort of put that in there because it's so important. As men, it's so important for myself that at the heart essence of Kings of Freedom, yes, we refer to the light, to the magnificence, to the brilliance of ourselves and of myself personally as I'm speaking with you in this conversational style. But to, from the same basis of magnificence, that we learn to embody an unfuckwittable confidence in the speaking of our shadow as it emerges, of the feelings of inadequacy that as it emerges, the fears, the doubt, the inner critic, and practice what the vast majority of men have not had gifted to them is this capacity to be the witnessing awareness, a fatherly loving presence within yourself to go, ah, oh, well, isn't that curious now that that feeling came up? Isn't that curious now that, what does that voice, where did I learn that? And we start being able to unpack this shadow as it emerges without fear, without an inner critic thought coming up that just proves, well, I'm just inadequate. It's like used as data to prove our inner sense of inadequacy. No. From start being able and engender within our culture at Kings of Freedom to create a culture among our expanding brotherhood around the world where, you know, we practice ferocious self-love and acceptance. Like, it's go time. It's actually the go time is more to intensify that self-love and acceptance when the inner critic comes up, when, you know, you end up, maybe your erection fails and that inadequacy sweeps through you in an intimate moment. I'm using that because it's a personal example from my recent past, a challenge that I had. You know, that the go time for ferocious self-love and acceptance is actually at that moment when we feel most vulnerable. So that's why I'm consciously doing this today. And I'm actually just want to report this, just feeling, even just speaking about this with you. I'm actually dealing with these feelings now present. I'm in my body, slowing down, tapping in live. You know, this is not really an intellectual journey that I'm sharing with you at the moment. I want to be fully transparent that the feeling I had just before, there was a lot of resistance just before pressing the record this time, to come on live, to come on vulnerable. There was like a felt desire within me of, well, I want to be absolutely confident. You know, it's like, I want to be really confident. I took down a couple of notes. I want to have exactly it laid out what it is I'm going to say. And it was almost this subconscious part, this old strategy going, you know, I want to shield over. I want to cover over that feeling of vulnerability, that feeling of anxiety. You know, and I just pressed record, actually. And it's just, I'm reporting live in the moment, a transformation as I'm speaking with you about this. There's a settling down of that anxiety. Why? Because I'm talking about it and I'm opening up and I'm allowing myself and have been allowing myself to feel this from that first moment. My invitation, you know, as I'm talking about my experience of this and introducing sort of this process that I've went through in a more detailed manner, so it can be a replicable sort of, replicable? A process that can be replicated. I have to check up that word. That you'll have a process that you can replicate and repeat in your life. My invitation to you as you're listening to this is to sort of find out what areas in your life that the inner critic maybe come up for you, you know, on your journey. And you might have unstoppable confidence in a certain aspect of your life where you channel all your confidence. But I really want to invite you to get vulnerable as you listen, to open up the soft underbelly. That it's not just all your mind sort of going, oh, well, I'm focusing now on Mark and Mark's thing. Of course, you can focus on that. And, you know, if there's some inspiration there and some insights and awarenesses that are new to you, beautiful, from listening to my story, of course, there's sharing my journey, my story. But my invitation is that, you know, in your journey and listening in, is that you allow yourself to sort of touch base with, well, what parts of your life does the inner critic anxiety and feeling of inadequacy come up for you? Is it within intimate relationship? Or is it within the trigger of, you know, self-image? Maybe you have a negative self-image. Going to the gym could be your thing, that where you just sort of struggle to do that because you might feel overweight. Or like myself, my own journey was I felt underweight, like really skinny, and that was an issue for me. Or it could be in the money arena, you know, creating abundance, whatever it is. Or sort of decisive, making decisions. Maybe you were criticized a lot when you were younger, and just actually making a decision brings up a lot of anxiety and a feeling of inadequacy. Whatever that is, my invitation is to, there again, lean into that sacred humiliation, and the truth shall set you free. The truth hurts, but it it shall set you free, so that this becomes a real experience for you as a man as you listen in. That's just it's an invitation. There's no forcing here. You know, you lean in as much as you are comfortable to lean in your evolving process of dealing with what's coming up for you. Getting back to my own experience today, you know, I became aware of it, and the introduction to this process, it involves three phases. And I'll talk you through the phases, not in an intellectual way, it won't be of much benefit, but as I apply them to myself, as I navigated this inner experience and continue to navigate it live as I'm recording here. It involves three phases of dealing with inner shame, the inner critic, a feeling of inadequacy, anxiety, etc. You need to become aware of it first. Then you need to care for it, and then you need to dare yourself to move beyond it. These three phases are absolutely crucial to successfully navigating beyond the inner critic and shame into that evolving kingly confidence. This not comes from the books, this comes from experiential know-how, what has really been working for me to help me step into that confidence more and more. The awareness is the first point. As part of the conditioning that we have been trained and conditioned in our society, we've been shamed out of actually allowing ourselves to be aware as men of our emotions. Definitely the negative, what we would call negative emotions. And I've said before, you know, it's like, I don't call them negative emotions. I call them chrysalis emotions, more on that in a different episode. But it's like these emerging uncomfortable emotions of anxiety, fear, sadness, grief, uncertainty, doubt, along with the simultaneously emerging thoughts. The thoughts triggers the emotion, then an emotion drives the thinking, and etc. It becomes this, could be a downward cycle. It's to become aware of what our bodies are communicating to us in the moment. Because of this unhelpful conditioning of, you know, not allowing ourselves, not feeling allowed that a real man shouldn't feel any of these emotions. A real man should always be in confidence and have full clarity and be total certainty in the hard man, you know, as modeled by, what was it, John McClane, Die Hard, Bruce Willis, or who am I thinking, like Braveheart, William Wallace, you know, all these manly figures in films and in songs. Think of the, you know, these Navy SEALs in films, how they just are just total certainty, absolute directionality, absolute courage under fire at all times. You know, we've been conditioned that we're not really allowed, supposedly, to feel vulnerable. We're not really allowed to feel anxious. That is, we've been conditioned by this story of society that has been put upon us that might even be a sign of failure as a man to feel these feelings. So often what we've ended up doing as young boys growing into, you know, teenagers, into young men, and as we enter the arena of life and the complexities of it, you know, with this feeling that we're not allowed, that it's a failure to experience any of these difficult, challenging inner emotions, as we then enter into deep, intimate relationship, marriage, we then end up becoming parents, we then end up going into the career arena or starting up your own business. We then end up, you know, parents getting older, is facing those emotional journeys and what that means. The complexities of life, of paying off a mortgage, of moving house, of keeping yourself fit and healthy, of developing yourself, of, you know, all of this complexity. And the story is that we pretend to do that without feeling these vulnerable emotions. I mean, it's nonsensical at best. It's craziness. It's insanity. Yet this is why step number one of being aware of what your body is communicating to you through these emotions, the energy of motion, these emotional signs that are telling us something. What normally, as a result of the conditioning, what we normally try to do is sedate them, to pretend that they're not there. Just get busy. Just get the fuck on with it. You know, we go from an awareness of there's some discomfort, but we just try to dare ourselves. We skip the caring for, and we a feeling of this awkward intensity inside. We just like dare ourselves to get busier, dare ourselves just get the fuck on with it, dare ourselves to just like knuckle down. And what we end up doing there is when we skip the caring for, we become aware of these troubling inner emotions and we dare ourselves just to get on with it, is we end up hardening. The outer hardens. This is why stress, literal physical hardening, you know, tension in the head, tension in the neck and shoulders, tension in the lower back. And this long term, this is a stress in the body. We end up hardening because it's just like knuckle down. We harden because when we get soft and fluid and feel the body, it's like a softening. And in that softening, we feel. So if we can't digest the emotions, it's inevitable. We must harden. Or we sedate them with other strategies of getting busy. We sedate them with comfort eating, with alcohol. You know, when you finish your day's work and you don't want to feel these emotions, we sedate them with many different strategies of looking at TV, of entertainment, of busy, of talk, sleep. And sometimes we end up needing like sleeping tablets to help us get to sleep, or we suffer like difficulty in getting to sleep. So bringing it back, practicing awareness. When the emotion arises, when the emotion arose for me, I became aware of it. I tried to ignore it momentarily, but it came in really strong. I press stop. In that awareness, there's an acceptance of it. And I had the two choices. It was like, dare it to just press record, get the fuck back up on the horse and get on with it. Didn't feel right. I wanted to be serving you guys powerfully, and it wouldn't have been authentic of me to do that. And I know better at this point. So I became aware. Then I shifted into taking care of it. I didn't sedate it with any of those strategies. I allowed it be in that awareness. It's like there's an emotion here, there's a feel, there's an anxiety, a feeling of inadequacy. The taking care was going down. And the taking care, which it's a practice, it's not that you nail it, there's no perfection, it's an evolving practice. I've been practicing this system for it came up for me in the last year. There's three steps to the taking care. First is to acknowledge that there's an emotion there that's trying to communicate. It's a challenging emotion. It's an emotion that is difficult to digest. It's sort of a little bit lodged. Just acknowledge its presence. Then animate it. Give it a name. Name it to tame it is what to say in psychology these days. If you can give it a name, you know, if you can name it as, well, it's anxiety I'm feeling, or that's anger I'm feeling, that's fear I'm feeling. Or if you go into sort of shadow work and call it shame, just a general feeling of inadequacy. And if you can give it a creative name, it's like, I call it my shame sorcerer. It's like, oh, my shame sorcerer has just reared up. My voice of shame. And the third one is to announce it. Have a friend, a brother, co-worker, if your queen, your partner is there, that you can announce it to somebody on the outside. If somebody isn't there, maybe you just go and like you can journal. If you have your journal there, announce it on the outside. Communicate it on the outside, even in physical form. It gets it outside of you. And it's like it becomes into this realm of a problem shared is a problem halved. This inner issue, not really a problem, but it's this puzzle that you're trying to deal with. So what I did was I acknowledged it. I went down, I started taking care of it, I animated it. I just said to my queen, Matilda, in the kitchen, it was like, oh, here, look at my shame sorcerer has just reared up. And I explained what was happening. I announced it. So now there was a lessening of this inner resistance to this feeling, this experience taking over my being. Now I was regaining this feeling of control. And then it's like, okay, I've taken care of it. But if you start taking care of it and if you get too stuck in taking care, oh, I'm aware, there's a lot of times, guys, that I've witnessed, I've sort of felt it myself when witnessing it out there. One of the biggest traps in shadow work within conscious masculinity. And thankfully, like around the world, there's a lot more men doing a lot more inner healing work. One major trap that I invite you not to fall into, to be acutely aware of, is we can get stuck in the caring phase. Men can end up feeling where, oh, I'm becoming aware and thankfully I'm now emotionally intelligent and it's all about the emotions and I'm taking care of it and I'm doing shadow work. You can end up getting in unwittingly to wound worship, where it's all about caring about emotions, caring about your inner child, and caring about, you know, all of this stuff that you need to heal before you can actually get into life as a functioning human being. You need to heal all of that before you could ever dare get into a deep intimate relationship, you know, and you need to heal it before you'll ever dare to write that book. You need to heal it and get to this point of perfection where you just have cared so much for your inner wounds that you've got to this level of absolute freedom, enlightenment. You're just perfectly well beyond all of these wounds. Now you can start that business. Now you can get into the arena. And that's what I would call, and I've heard other people, it's not my term, wound worship, where the caring takes over. You're aware of it and now you're caring. You've stopped the daring. You don't want to harden. You want to soften to the point at which, well, you're just caring for it. It's this non-stop journey that with no end point in sight. That's a comfort zone in itself. No matter how much caring you're doing and how much many workshops you're going to and how much coaching you're doing, etc., 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 and I honor all of that, you can get caught there as well. It can become an unwitting comfort zone. I'm not talking about that. That's why the dare point is really important. My daring point, I become aware of it, I honor it, I care for it, I acknowledge, animate it, announce it to Matilla. Then there's the dare point. And this happened like over like just a 6-7 minute period of time. The daring point is, okay, Mark, dare, I consciously dare the rest of my psyche. It's like this inner child has come up with this feeling. I've become aware, I've cared for it, acknowledged it, done all of that. Then it's like, okay, it's game time. You've become aware of it, you've cared for it. Now dare, I consciously dare the rest of my psyche, my king, the witnessing awareness, my warrior, get fucking shit done. There's this warrior that like just has this absolute, incredible, brutal discernment, decisiveness, the samurai sword of just hack away that part of uncertainty and just get back in the arena. You know, I dared all of my psyche to get back up and press record. Get back up, jot down a few notes and get this new evolving episode that feels more authentic, more alive, more in alignment to serve you guys best and serve myself best. But fucking do it. That's the daring part. And I'm doing it. Right now I'm doing it. I've shifted that feeling. That feeling is not actually there anymore. I'm actually back feeling in a very authentic, real way that inner confidence, that inner clarity. I'm actually feeling quite amazing. I'm really, really glad that I've went beyond it. I'm really, really glad. And there's no, I expected you can feel it in my energy now and, you know, by the tone of voice and just, yeah, just that general energy, tone of voice, maybe the words I'm using. That emotional field has actually shifted on. The beautiful thing is, like, this has been an embodied practice that I've shared with you. You know, I felt it. I was truly feeling it as I was click record and just going through it. It's a really beautiful, beautiful process. Aware, care, and dare. Get yourself back in the arena. Don't get caught in that wound worship of, you know, well, now I'm caught caring. You know, it's important. Part of being a king is, you know, definitely learning to tend to your wounds is really key. Sedating them. I mean, the symptoms of not being aware, not practicing awareness of your inner challenging emotions and just sedating them by busyness, sedating them by all of these other means of avoiding that inner negativity, that inner field that you just want to persistently just avoid dealing with. I mean, the symptoms are going to show up of avoidance of that field. It's going to show up in your relationship, for sure. It's going to show up in your intimate relationship, in your parenting. It's going to eventually hunt you down in relationships at work, in your career, in your business. It will hit profits. And sometimes guys go, well, it hasn't hit my profits. Well, you'll see that you know, you can be a multimillionaire and then your wife leaves you. Because why? You've just been channeling so much and avoiding that inner challenging emotional field that she's just felt the hardness off you. Yes, you're super successful in your work. Yes, you've channeled all your energy into achieving something that's deeply meaningful to you. But the cost and the sacrifice of not entering the care phase of, and this is not a failing of you as a man. You know, I wanted to express that and slow down within that, you know, kingly love. It's not a failing that to this point you mightn't have entered the arena of caring, of learning to care for these emotions. Because guys, we weren't taught how. You know, my question to you is, how many hours? No, let's get even more clear. How many minutes? The answer is going to be zero and probably both of them anyway. How many minutes or how many hours in your entire educational experience, from entering creche, entering primary school, secondary school, third level, or whatever the equivalent, high school, whatever the terms is for your country, how many minutes was dedicated to you as a human being, as a man, to learn about emotional intelligence? Silence. Ha ha. Zero. Normally the answer is zero. Or the odd time, oh, well, there was this sort of curriculum and we sort of was put in and we sort of did this class. But the vast majority of the time, zero. Nothing. We were taught everything about how to make us into good ways, to become functioning members of society, to get a job, to learn a profession, to enter into the social system, the economic system, to be an obedient, non-questioning member of society. Dare I get revolutionary? Fuck yes, it's kings of freedom here. Guys, there's no shame, there's no failure in not having tended to this inner world yet. That's a core essence of why this podcast is about. I'm not heaping more on top of you. I'm just saying you're fucking magnificent. This is just merely one more topic. Maybe you've done work in this. There's just, I'm speaking to the guy that maybe this is the first time. Maybe it's really challenging to listen to this podcast episode, to tap into this. Maybe just because of the experience, the sacred journey you've had as a man thus far in your life, maybe this is like double dutch. It's like, oh my god, this is just like an experience of, it seems impossible to even contemplate slowing down to feel into your inner world. Maybe it seems so provocative for you to slow down and become aware and allow yourself acknowledge and take care for, oh, that's fear, and oh, that's a feeling of inadequacy, that's really not nice, and to soften into that. Because why? So often, you know, in this society, we've been shamed out of it as men, that we've been criticized, maybe by our dads or stepdads or other members of the men of society, that, you know, it's a womanly thing. Oh, you little wuss, you little girl, you know. You just get the fuck, get up, get on with it. We're criticized when we were expressing these emotions, so we harden up to fit in. So it can be a really provocative experience to soften that front, to take down that armor that has served you well. It served me well. I put that armor on for years. I was hiding behind, you know, an external bravado. Just to be really honest with you, an external bravado in college times, when I had so much of this inner shame and inadequacy in my journey, where, you know, I wanted to be loved, I wanted to be popular, I wanted the world to think that I had my shit sorted out. I was at university, academically doing well, I'd fit body, I was great at sport, but man, I felt like zero self-esteem on the inside. So much social anxiety about the attractiveness to the opposite sex, etc. And I ended up having, like, I was leaning in way too much on porn addiction to sedate this, leaning in on alcohol. I mean, in the Irish culture, like, for sure, I know that there's different cultural ways of sedating this inner world as men within the Irish culture. You know, like alcohol is a real key thing that at this point we lean in an awful lot on that. And I really fit into that culture. I was drinking a massive amount every single time I was going out to sedate that and just keeping busy. But, you know, the inner world, there was a lot of intense shit going on because I didn't have that training. So I offer that forward now as well, you know, just to say to you, it's like I've had my inner journey and I still have that inner journey. I'm having it today, live with you. You're going to be hearing the recording, but just as I was recording live, this is a live experience that I've shared with you. And I don't say it's a live experience that I've shared with you. Oh, look at me. I've just went through a where, care, and dare. You know, look at me. I'm successfully embodying it. No. This is challenging. It's challenging for me to experience this as a man. I have that same load of society of shaming me. So it is a challenge. I'm not going to cod you on that. Just keeping this real. And yet, I do unapologetically and directly communicate. It's fucking, there's nothing more empowering than being able to feel capable in my being. And I invite you to start practicing this process if you feel inspired to do so, because there's nothing that gives a greater confidence as a man to know that you are capable, that you are able to transform that inner critic, anxiety, that emerging shame as it comes up in the moment into an evolving, deepening, kingly confidence. That you don't have to sedate it, that you don't have to hide it, you don't have to go, oh fuck, this is a failure. That all that story was just a non-serving, unhelpful story, that you have a different choice as a man. Does it take practice? Yeah. Does it feel intense? Yeah. Does it feel a level of uncertainty? Yeah. But like in the learning of any new skill, there is that uncertainty in the beginning. You know, your first lesson, guitar lesson, you're not going to have it mastered. But you just know that if you consistently show up, if you consistently practice, repetition, practice, you will get better. Your nervous system will get better. And the importance of this is learning to practice in support of men. This is another key part. And I say this in Kings of Freedom, you know, there's At the time of recording, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, and hopefully, like, very, very soon, and maybe when you're listening to this, we will have the full-fledged community going and a brotherhood support of men that are consciously working on their inner world like this and using the aware, care, dare process, etc., that you will have access to men on the path, kings of freedom, men that have this desire to expand, this desire to enter into masculine mastery, this desire to embody and live out, you know, this kingly confidence in themselves, in their inner world, and then into their outer world as they express this fearless freedom in the world. Thing is, I don't think there is any fearless freedom if we don't master the inside. You can create epic shit on the outside, but still feel empty on the inside. This is why we're talking about this inner peace as the first thing. And it comes from learning this dance of, you know, holding the space, that aware part, you know, is this inner king, the king archetype, that witnessing awareness, the core of consciousness that we are, that is the masculine, that relates to the emerging thoughts and emotions, which, you know, in this case, you can be referred to as the inner child, that child that experienced bullying, that child in you that experienced, you know, the siblings that laughed, and had a lot of humor in my family growing up, and lots of laughter, but I look back and go, yeah, there was a lot of laughter at the expense of, you know, in my personal experience, my feelings, and I didn't know how to express these feelings at the time, and I learned to sort of suppress those feelings and just go along with the laughter, but I ended up unwittingly stopping expressing. And, you know, it's coming up today. My inner child comes up today, sort of that inner doubt. Oh, you're babbling on a lot. Yeah, was that my comment, or was that a comment that, you know, I heard years ago? Well, it doesn't actually matter, you know, it's all from those conditioning. The first 8 years, to say, is when we lay down the personality, we lay down all these protective strategies, and we create this identity and our belief system. You know, and the process of masculine mastery, the path to becoming a king of freedom, is you're just leaning into those emerging signs that come. The king archetype is the one, though, that holds the space as the inner child experience comes up and has this experience of, I'm scared. I fear. It's like the king is just there, and I even invite you to imagine the king behind you, the king within you, just looking down lovingly to the inner child, to you, the 3-year-old, you, the 5-year-old, you at that time when life knocked you down and criticized you from the outside, and you learn to take that on as an inner critic or a sign of a feeling of shame within you. There's this kingly, fatherly presence within you that can say, I know you're scared, but proceed. We've got this. You know, that's the dance. And learning to create this dance, this inner confidence, that you have this inner access, no matter what you've experienced. And I know you may have experienced extreme hardship in certain relationships, in father-son relationships, in life in general, whatever. You know, every man, you have your unique story. But just know that you have this access to this witnessing awareness, this king archetype, this healing fatherly presence within you, to step into, to lean into, to support yourself from the inside, to support that inner child, to go beyond that inner critic and evolve into that embodied kingly confidence. And, you know, my invitation is to, if you feel inspired from what you've heard, is to link in more, like come back to the podcast. It's just, my intention is to be a river of support, a river of inspiration, a river of embodied, authentic, vulnerable, you know, showing of my shadow side, of my journey with you. Use that process, become aware of your emotions, care for them, acknowledge them, animate, announce, play with that, and then dare your whole psyche to get back in the arena. Use that powerfully in your expression in the world. In your truth, you move with nothing to prove, but there's a process, there is that healing process, and it's an honor, it's a privilege. I am so appreciative of you listening in. I'm so appreciative of your time, of your attention. I want to acknowledge you that you've got to this point. At this point, you know, I want to acknowledge you for listening in. And in listening in, you're not listening in for me. I'm doing this for me. I have my own reasons for doing this, and I do this to serve for you, but you're listening in. I acknowledge there's an enlightened selfishness in you. You're listening in for you. And I want to acknowledge you for the courage it takes, the tenacity, the awareness it takes, that you put your energy here for you. You've listened in for you. You've listened in the self-interest of, you know, learning how to embody confidence more in your life, learning to become aware, learning to take care of you, learning to step into your masculine mastery. I want to acknowledge you for taking this time for you. That's a powerful, courageous decision. You could have been putting your attention on somewhere else. You could have been like flitting around on social media where you would have just been distracting you and sedating. You weren't doing that. If you've got to this point in the podcast, yeah, you're fully worthy of every single acknowledgement anyway. But I acknowledge your awareness and your capacity to stick the distance for you. And I dedicate this acknowledgement for you in full awareness of your magnificence, of how you're showing up as a man. Just so much love coming true for you listening in, and so much acknowledgement of your brilliance, of where you've got to in the path now, and where you can now, I expect, take a more conscious step, more decisive, with another tool in your emotional bag, in your psychological bag, with this aware, care, dare process that can help empower you going forward in your life with greater confidence in your capacity to transform your inner critic, anxiety, shame, inadequacy into evolving kingly confidence. Loving your presence, appreciating you listening in. Deep bows and big love, guys. Talk to you again soon. Have a wonderful day.